The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Adulting with ADHD podcast is not a substitute for medical advice. Please see a medical professional if you think you have ADHD or if you have questions about your current treatment. To support this podcast or to access the podcast archives, visit patreon.com/adultingwithADHD. This is the Adulting with ADHD podcast, self-empowerment for people with ADHD.
I'm very excited today to have with me Teresa Lear Levine, who is an EFT master practitioner and energy coach. Teresa, happy to have you today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Sarah. It's awesome to be here.
Thank you. I'm very interested in what EFT is and what energy coaching entails. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Of course. I'm excited to do that. And most people have no idea. And that's just fine because it's not something that I knew about until, you know, the last several years, even though it had popped up on my radar here and there. When the student's ready, the teacher appears. Yeah. EFT is a form of energy psychology, and it has a basis in ancient Chinese medicine and techniques and things that have been around for thousands of years. So sometimes people can think that it's a little bit like woo-woo or out there. And it's really, it's very scientifically based and extremely logical. And it uses our meridian endpoints so that those same areas in our body where if you went to get a deep tissue massage or you went to see an acupuncturist, they would access those same points in your body to release pain. We do the same thing. We combine modern psychology and these meridian endpoints and tap with our fingertips on various different places from the top of our head, around our eyes, under our nose, under our mouth, our collarbone points, under our arms. Those are the main points, but we've got a bunch more on our body that are also really helpful. And we release the negative stuff that's bumping around in our heads and bodies, and we neutralize our nervous system and we feel better. And the coolest thing about EFT is that you can use it on anything that you can feel. So that means emotions, that means physical pain, a past. So if you have a trauma or a problem from long ago, we can still access that and make things feel better in the present moment for you. And if you're somebody who worries or gets anxious, which is future pacing, essentially, we can help with that too. And it's really all about how you're feeling right here, right now, because that's the only place that anything's really happening anyway. And that's what EFT serves to really help with. So that in a nutshell is EFT, but when you have something that you can use to literally treat anything negative that you're feeling, or even improve upon positive things that you're feeling, there's always a lot more to it.
Yeah, absolutely. So to set up the interview a little bit, we crossed paths because of our background in ADHD and trauma. And just from my point of view, I've been doing a little bit of work like this over the past couple of years, and that's kind of how I got interested in it. And so I'm really curious to know how your background in ADHD and trauma informs the work you're doing now with EFT and energy psychology.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything always flows into something else, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And so my ADHD has been with me forever. It's not something that I paid a whole lot of attention to in my younger years. I just was how I was, and that's fine. And honestly, that's still the case. But now there's a diagnosis that goes along with it. So then you can start to look at other things too and think about those things a little bit more. But I really try to look at the upside of my ADHD as much as I can. But when you have those kind of struggles, it really does, it's made me more sensitive to the things that my clients are going through, as well as myself, of course. it has informed me about when I need to push further and then when I also need to give space and pull back and to also just pay more attention to that resistance that's going on. It's deepened my empathy and allowed me to know how well these techniques work because I've used them on myself. Mm-hmm. And when I coach people and help them with these kinds of things, it's not a cookie cutter sort of thing. It's very personalized and specialized to the woman that I'm working with. So sometimes we're talking, sometimes we're tapping, and we're just knocking things. Sometimes we're even just knocking things off of a to-do list during a session. I had a client the other day who needed to prepare for an interview. And she also has ADHD and high functioning anxiety. And she was feeling really overwhelmed and having this kind of imposter syndrome feeling about what she was getting ready to do. And we had worked on it so much with tapping and she was feeling really good. And the only thing that was left as far as her feeling of overwhelm was that she hadn't gotten prepared around the interview itself. So we ended up just shifting gears. And instead of tapping on it, I just helped her prepare the questions and feel confident in that way. And then there was nothing left that she had any resistance around. It was all done. And she didn't have to worry about doing it later or procrastination or self-sabotage or any of those things that we come up against. So that's being in that position myself in so many cases. I know that sometimes we need to work on the thing. And sometimes we need to work on our inner selves. And sometimes the combination coming together is really just the most fabulous. So whatever provides the most relief, the most release, the most inner calm and empowerment is always where I put my focus. And there's no pretend celebrating or fake happiness around things when we're feeling crappy about them, because that doesn't help. And EFT, one of my favorite things about it, because people always see me as such a positive person. How are you so happy about things all the time and everything else? Yeah. Well, I'm not. Right. I use EFT to release those really like low down negative vibes and the really crappy feelings that are going on and give them a voice, allow them to come up and out. Let them be seen, let them be heard. And then it's so much easier to move on and actually genuinely be positive and happy instead of trying to cover over all the stuff that you're trying to push down that really just makes everything worse. So that's some of the ways it's informed my path and showed up for me and my clients.
Yeah, I relate to that a lot. And I love how with what you were just saying with your client, how you literally were pulling her into the present moment. It's, oh, you have an interview. That's what you need right now. And I know in my own work, I'm doing EMDR talk therapy with somebody. And you're right. It depends on the day. Sometimes right. We're sitting there and it's, what do you need right now? And that was one of the most valuable things I took from that work. Cause I even when I'm not in my appointment, it's like, what do you need right now? That's very
I love that.
Powerful. What do you need right now? So since you've discovered EFT, how has it impacted your ADHD? It sounds like you have a sense of radical acceptance about it. Like you're not letting it like define you or take you down, which is great. Have you noticed any improvement in symptoms since you've been doing this?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I can go down that rabbit hole and get all hung up in my own funk about productivity or the never-ending to-do list or not feeling like I can manage time and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But at the end of the day, there's so much creativity and good stuff that comes out of my ADHD that yeah. I'd rather look at that for sure. As far as symptoms and the radical acceptance, you're right. There's a heck of a lot more of that for me now than there used to be around everything. And at the heart of EFT is love, acceptance, and forgiveness. So especially self-love, because we're always thinking about love and we're thinking about the way that we love other people and what we have to give, and we're not giving it to ourselves the way that we need it. And it can be so hard for us, so hard. Just the idea of thinking about loving ourselves can be it's huge for people. But yeah, there's a lot more acceptance around not just my ADHD, but everything, because I've tried to wrap it in that with the EFT work that I've done on myself. But so when we think about ADHD, for me, impulsiveness is a characteristic that comes up a lot. So EFT helps me to calm down, slow my thoughts, get to the root of it. Am I numbing? Am I avoiding? It lets me get conscious and get in there. And disorganization and problems with prioritizing can be big ones for me and people that I help. And it helps me be more focused and more rational.
I don't know if you've ever been put on a waiting list, but therapy is hard to come by these days. If you need therapy and you need someone to talk to, consider BetterHelp. I've been using BetterHelp on and off since the pandemic, and it's honestly been really helpful when I can't reach my normal therapist. To save 10% off your first month, visit BetterHelp.com/ADHD Adulting. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ADHD Adulting.
Rationality is a huge thing that gets restored when you do EFT. You really can look at things logically. And I always say it's like being like if you were at a crazy concert and you're like down in the floor seats and people are bumping you all around and sure you're having fun, but it's chaotic and it's crazy and you really can't get on top of anything or really get a clear picture of what's going on. Or you're up in like the nosebleed seats, which I personally like, you have the overview. Everything is clear. The sound is different. There's the clarity and a little bit more calm. There's nobody behind you because you're way up top and you're just, that's how I feel when I do EFT. Like I rise above everything. I get that 500 foot view and I can move forward so much easier because I'm not down in the mosh pit, so to speak. So that's the feeling that comes with it. And that is how it helps me with my disorganization and my prioritization issues, because I can really see the big picture and understand, that's where I need to go next. Don't need to worry about all those other things. I got this. Poor time management and skills planning are another area that comes up a lot. And I can essentially give myself a pep talk that works on my entire nervous system and allows me to show up differently. So like I said, not only can we work on the crazy trauma and the really big bad stuff, but we can also make the good stuff better and really boost our confidence, our self-esteem, get rid of self-doubt, all that kind of stuff. And focusing is obviously probably one of the biggest things we hear come up with ADHD. And it's been really helpful with that too. EFT, simply for focus and expressing my negative thoughts about focus and my possibility for it not being the way that I want it to be when it comes to something, has been really helpful. And it just changes the whole reality of the situation. Another thing that I would say comes up with ADHD a lot is excessive activity or restlessness. For me, and I also would group myself in those symptoms of high functioning anxiety. Yeah. So the overworking and the constant productivity and things like, and that's something that when you're conscious of it, you can handle it a lot better than when you're not conscious of it and you are numbing and avoiding and just, if I just keep going and going, then I'll get better or I won't have to pay attention to it or I won't have to do anything about it. So it helps me to be calm. It has helped my sleep tremendously. Several years back when my youngest was, it was the time I was pregnant with him, he just turned 5. So about 5 years ago, I had a lot of insomnia, a lot of sleep issues. My anxiety was super high and I sleep amazingly well. Like my husband jokes that like the kids will come in sometimes in the middle of the night and I'll just sleep right through it. But I'm like, I never could have or would have done that when they were younger. But I always say to him, I'm like, you know what? All those nights that I got up and breastfed them in the middle of the night and everything else, like, getting my sleep now and I do not feel bad about it one bit. But EFT is incredible for sleep. Whenever somebody says they have insomnia, I'm like, you tried tapping, because it's so easy. It's like insanely ridiculously simple that people are like, oh, it couldn't possibly work. And it literally works on everything with like high efficacy and great results. So I definitely say try that before you go to Unisom or a sleep aid or something else. Give it a try. Yeah. Worst case scenario, you do need something else, but best case, you don't need anything else. And you've taken care of it with your own two hands and the thoughts in your head. And that's more empowering than anything else, in my opinion. And then low frustration tolerance is probably the last symptom that I would say comes up for me a lot with ADHD, just getting agitated and frustrated and irritable and not always feeling as accepting as we'd like to feel about things, whether they're our own things or other people's things. And again, it just allows me to have that love, accept, forgive mentality more readily accessible and able to tap into it better and just meet myself where I am, see what I need right now, take the next step.
Absolutely. So we've talked a bit about ADHD. I want to get back to the trauma. When you think about ADHD and you think about trauma held together, what's the most impactful thing that you've learned in your work about the two together?
Yeah, I mean, I dislike that people have been through traumatic things for them. I have a lot of empathy for the things that people have been through. However, I love working on trauma with EFT. So just because it's so gentle, because it's so effective. And so when you think about the underlying causes for behaviors with ADHD and trauma, they have different causes, but post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD, I hate the D in there because I don't like to think of it as a disorder. I think it's just the way that we deal with stress and trauma.
They
present themselves in similar ways. So for instance, like inattention, distraction, restlessness, outbursts, irritation, depression, disruptions to sleep, memory issues. They're just some of the commonalities and symptoms between trauma and ADHD. And so in many cases, there's no significant difference between the symptoms, and it can be a little tangly when we have both, which myself and most of my clients have. There was this recent study that found a high likelihood of adults affected by ADHD also experience PTSD. And I want to be clear that PTSD doesn't have to be caused by anything. You don't have to have been to war and back or anything horrible to have experienced something traumatic that is still impacting your nervous system and the way that you feel on a daily basis, even if you're not consciously aware of it. So with people who have experienced at least one traumatic event in their lives, about like a fifth of them will experience symptoms of PTSD. And the sad part is that most of them will never reach out for help. And EFT is the gentlest, most effective, and quickest way to treat PTSD. It's so beautiful and transformative in its modality for treating trauma. And I love digging into people's traumas with it because it's not so painful and hard for them as they think it might be. And it's the most impactful transformation I can usually help them to make. And when I can help somebody with getting into a new place with the way that they're feeling about that, and I get to be part of that transformation and that difference, it's such a privilege. I could literally like cry talking about it because it wows me on a daily basis. Like the trust, the sharing, the vulnerability, the way that I get to bear witness to that change and that healing. I feel so honored to get to hold that space and to bring that modality to women that need it and to empower them with the ability to feel differently about it themselves. It's just, it feels surreal sometimes. So it's amazing with trauma.
Yeah, absolutely. So for our listeners who want to learn more about you and find you online, where can they do that?
Sure. I welcome that. I'm easily Googleable. Teresa Lear Levine, you can find your venue that you like to go down if you're a YouTuber or an Instagrammer or whatever else. But I definitely invite you guys to check out this website in particularly because I have a great free gift there where you can actually experience tapping yourself. The website is teresasfreegift.com. Teresa's with an H. So it's T-H-E-R-E-S-A-S, free gift. .com. And there you're going to find all of these different 5-minute videos and things that I've put together for tapping on all different subjects. So you can probably find something that's going to help you where you are right now. And you can tap right along with me and experience that difference right away. And for people that want to go even further than that, there's an opportunity within that to meet with me for a complimentary breakthrough session. As long as I'm not on waitlist when this comes out, then those are available. They do go on waitlist often, but when they're available, you can hop on a call with me and I will literally tell you where and how to apply EFT in your own life so that you can get the most out of it. And that's really valuable to know where you need to use it and how you need to use it in order to get results, because EFTs, it's so effective when you can get to the root of the problem. The problem is a lot of people will use it to take the top off of something or to get into a little bit, and then they get relief for a little bit, but you can get pretty darn near permanent relief when you get to the root of the problem. And that's the best way to use this modality.
That's incredible and so generous. I can't wait to check it out, Teresa. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And for those listening, I'm going to link all this in the show notes. Don't feel the pressure to memorize all the URLs.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah. You're an incredible host and I really enjoy listening to your show and I get a lot out of it. So it's a privilege to be here and be part of it.
Absolutely, Teresa. Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.